You're listening to South Florida's Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
Welcome to The Lighthouse, a ministry of Covenant Tabernacle World Outreach Center. And now for today's message, here's Pastor Chuck Longworth.
Last Sunday, we began a sermon series entitled A New Year, New Opportunities for a Better, More Improved You. This time of year, you know, especially in the new year, a lot of people examine their lives. They look and they see, well, I need to change this. I need to do better here. And they actually make New Year's resolutions. I'm sure by now, some have already forsaken or broken their New Year's resolutions. But this is an important time and is something that we can do not only this time of the year, but since we're focused on it this time of the year, I would encourage you and to actually use this time to examine yourself. In fact, the Bible says that we're to ask God to examine us, and we are to examine ourselves. As we went over last week, we'll just review a little bit. And if you missed that sermon, you can go to our church website, covenanttabernacle.com, our church Facebook page, Covenant Tabernacle World Outreach Center, or our church YouTube channel, Covenant Tabernacle. We're also on sermon audio, and you can actually watch this sermon in its entirety, but we'll review it here today. We saw from Psalm 139, which was our opening passage last Sunday, that we are to ask God to search us, to try us, to see if there is any wicked way in us. Why? Because we don't know ourselves as well as God knows us. We can hide things from others, and we can even, there are even things that we are doing wrong that we don't realize are wrong, because we don't have a full understanding of ourselves nor a full understanding of God's law and His requirements, how deep His requirements of holiness is. So we are to ask God to search us, to try us, to see if there's any wicked way in us. In 2 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 15, we see that we're supposed to examine ourselves. We're supposed to test ourselves to make sure, examine ourselves and make sure that we are in the faith, not to just assume, hey, you know, I'm going to church. I'm doing what is right. I'm going to heaven. No, we shouldn't just assume that. You know, this is one thing that we talked about, these dual competing principles that look like they're contradictory. One is the sovereignty of God in salvation. The Bible says that God is completely sovereign in salvation, but also our personal responsibility. Most people believe one or the other, but you'll see in the writings of Paul, you'll see many in the Bible, you'll see many situations and many verses and passages that talk about God's sovereignty in salvation, but you'll also see passages like this that say that we need to examine ourselves, to test ourselves, to make sure that we are in the faith, to not just assume that we are Christians, that we're going to heaven, but to make sure, and if we do this, we'll make sure that we are not disqualified. And Peter, the Apostle Peter, in 2 Peter chapter 1, verses 10 through 12, says that we're to make our calling and election sure. And this is an interesting phrase, because who does the calling? Well, God does the calling. Who does the electing? God does the electing, yet we are supposed to make our calling and election sure. And he says, if you do these things, you will never stumble, for so an entrance will be supplied to you abundantly into the everlasting kingdom of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. So we see our responsibility working hand in hand with God's sovereignty, making sure that we're in the faith, examining ourselves, making our calling and election sure. In Philippians chapter 2, verses 12 through 13, we saw that we are to work out our salvation with fear and trembling. Why fear and trembling? Well, this is one final exam. You don't want to fail. When you get before the throne of God, when you get before the judgment of God, when God judges you, when you go to meet your Maker, and every one of us will meet our Maker, we can't say, well, I've been good enough to get there. No, you're not going to get there by being good enough. You have to get there by the blood of Jesus Christ. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make His face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up His countenance upon you and give you peace. Hello, this is Pastor Brian Longworth with Covenant Tabernacle World Outreach Center. You've just listened to a short excerpt of a sermon we recently preached. To listen to the entire message, visit our church website, covenanttabernacle.com, or our church Facebook page, Covenant Tabernacle World Outreach Center. We hope you enjoy the next program of Faster PC Radio, where you can get your computer questions answered. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Isn't it time that we protect every human being in America, including the preborn, handicapped, and elderly? Go to personhoodflorida.com today to sign the Personhood Amendment to establish liberty and justice for all. Again, that's personhoodflorida.com. Welcome back to a Faster PC Radio. I know you've been waiting all week for this show. Hey, we're back. We're ready to answer your questions, but we can't answer your questions if you don't ask them. You can ask them one of two ways. Either give us a call on the station line, 772-340-1590, 772-340-1590, or you can actually head over to our live Facebook video and type your question into the comment section. You can get to our Facebook video either by going directly to Facebook, searching for a Faster PC. Our page has almost 23,000 likes. Or you can go to our website, afasterpc.com. From there, you can click on the link to listen to a Faster PC radio and scroll down until you see the live video that's going on right now. By the way, if you're not able to watch the video right now, that's okay, because we'll have it up there all week. In fact, it'll be up there the next week and the week after that and the week after that. In fact, you can watch last week's show, the week before that, the week before that, the week before that. You can go on and on, and you can learn a lot by watching these videos for free. And sometimes when we're answering questions, we'll be able to show you the steps that we go through on the screen of the live video or the recorded video. You'll be able to see the steps that we go through to resolve computer problems. So just head over there and watch that. Again, at your convenience, you don't have to do it right now. And if you have a question throughout the week, you can type your question. We have a post at the top of the page. You can type your question into that, and we'll cover it on the next edition of a Faster PC Radio. Computer problems?
A Faster PC.
Solves computer problems.
Faster PC.
Yes, you do, and we are here, we are alive, we're ready to answer your computer questions. And this is what we do here at a Faster PC, on a Faster PC radio and live stream. Streaming live, we'll have it streaming live in just a minute to Facebook and to YouTube. That's right, we're streaming to YouTube now, so if you don't have a Facebook account, that's okay. You can go over to our YouTube channel, and you can watch the show there as well. So you can actually get your computer questions answered right now, and we're here ready to answer your questions. So just give us a call, 772-340-1590, 772-340-1590, or type your computer questions into the live Facebook or YouTube to the comment section of the live Facebook or YouTube videos.
So you can get your computer questions answered right now. And, of course, we are here. By the way, last week we did talk about, the importance of backing up your data. And we'll talk a little bit more about that this week. And, some of the reasons why it's important to back up your data. And this is definitely pretty big when, what are we talking about when we talk about backing up your data? Well, we're talking about the files you have on your computers. So we're talking about pictures. We're talking about Word documents. Could be a book that you're working on. Could be minutes for a meeting. Could be an agenda for a meeting. Could be schoolwork, work that you're working on for school, or that you were working on in the past for school. These are things that you want to actually check on and make sure that you are protecting that data. Spreadsheets, tax information. These are the things that we're talking about here. And what we want to do is to, again, help you understand, first of all, what data is. And secondly, we want to help you so that you can know and so that you can be protected, so that your data can be protected. What happens if you have if you're hit with a CryptoLocker infection? In fact, if you have a backup and you're hit with a CryptoLocker infection, chances are your backup is encrypted as well. So this is something that definitely you want to check out to make sure that you are that you have a good source of backup. Now, how do you get a good source of backup on your computer? Well, you want to make sure that your system is protected. And this is something that there are many ways of backing up your data. And we just had this week a computer, and we talked about last week, we had a computer that came in, and the customer had what was a bad drive, but we were able to get all of the data. And they didn't, by the way, have backups of their data. It did take some time without their data for probably 4 or 5 days. Their drive was so damaged, we were able to transfer the information over to another drive, but their drive was so damaged that it took that long to get their data over to the other drive. It's not going to be something that's instantaneous. If you have a bad drive. Now, sometimes, if you have a bad drive and it's not so bad, not too bad, well, we can still get the data over there for you. But in other cases, you need to actually make sure.
You disappeared.
Uh-oh. What's happening? Let me see here. Hang on just a second. What is happening? My volume is good. You're not hearing anything. Microphone? That is.
Phone. Let's switch to headset. Let me switch back to microphone because they're not.
Can you hear me now there, Cliff? You hear me now, Cliff? What's happening? Check 1, 2. Hey, I'm coming through over there on. Let me see. Maybe I got muted on. You hear me now? All right. Good. I don't know what happened. I can't hear you for whatever reason right now. But hey, that's we'll roll with it. I'll troubleshoot that in the next break. But with this one customer, they didn't have a backup of their data. We were able to get their data over to them, and you know, again, it took a few days. We had another customer that came in this past week, and their system, it was a laptop, and the laptop was dropped. Now, dropping a laptop is not a good thing to do with a laptop. Drop laptops on purpose. It's not something that happens just, you know, it's not something that people do just because, when laptops are dropped, it is something that definitely, you want to make sure that you're protecting, make sure that if you have important information on your drive, that you have it backed up. We did have a customer this week that brought in a laptop that was dropped, and this is something that they were able to, we were able to back up we weren't able to back up their data. We weren't able to get anything off of their information. But what we did do is we actually were able to go ahead, and we're going to be putting in a new drive. We're going to be getting their system up. But thankfully, they didn't really have any data that was important to them. But, you know, if they did have data that was important to them, well, that would have been, too bad, because we weren't able to get it. Now, what happens, you know, if a drive is so damaged that we can't get the data off of the drive? Well, we do have outside data recovery facilities that it can be sent to. So that's an option, and we can do that. But if it costs money, it costs, you're looking at anywhere from $500 to $1,300, depending on how much damage is done, what all is happening there, what needs to be replaced. Basically, what they do, they take your drive into a clean room. And in a clean room, they actually take the drive apart and replace the parts that are bad. That process does take, and it's not something that you're going to want to, it's not the most efficient way to back up your data. Of course, you are looking at downtime as well. So this is something that definitely it would be much better to just have a good backup of your data to make sure that you have so Faster PC provides these services where we can help. We do help customers back up their data. And this is something that we can definitely help you back up your data as well. So we'll talk about that a little bit as we're coming up into the next segment of today's show. We'll talk a little bit more about that in how we can make sure you are picking up your data, making sure that things are going well for you.
You're listening to a Faster PC Radio here, heard every Saturday in the 10 o'clock hour right here on this station and stream live to our Facebook page. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back, ready to answer your computer questions. So you know what? If you have questions, well, we can't answer them unless you ask them. Our number, if you want to have your computer questions answered, is 772-340-1590, 772-340-1590. Also, you can type your questions into the comment section of our live Facebook video that's happening right now over at Facebook. You can go there, search for Faster PC. We have almost 23,000 likes. Or you just go to our website, afasterpc.com, click on the link to listen to a Faster PC radio. We're here. We're ready to answer your computer questions, and we'll be right back to do that. Computer problems? A faster PC solves computer problems. A faster PC has been here, and as Florida begins to open for business,
the faster PC
will remain open to repair computers 9 to 5 Monday through Friday and 9 to 2 Saturdays. We offer curbside drop-off and pickup and on-site service where a faster PC can come to you. And we can fix many computer problems remotely without requiring any in-person contact. A faster PC is also working to help our customers set up remote access so that employees can continue to work and be productive from home. Computer problems?
The faster PC
solves computer problems. A faster PC is conveniently located at 7190 South US 1 next to the new Dollar General in Port St. Lucie and on the web at
www.thefasterpc.com.
That's www.afasterpc.com. For more information, call 878-5978. Again, that's 772-878-5978. Even in times like these, when you have computer problems,
the faster PC
solves computer problems. In the midst of these uncertain times, a faster PC shop remains open to repair computers 9 to 5 Monday through Friday and 9 to 2 Saturday. If you can't bring your computer in, a faster PC can come to you. And we can fix many computer problems remotely without requiring any in-person contact. A faster PC is also working to help our customers set up remote access so that employees can continue to work and be productive from home. Computer problems?
The faster PC
solves computer problems. A faster PC is conveniently located at 7190 South US 1 next to the new Dollar General in Port St. Lucie and on the web at
www.thefasterpc.com.
That's www.afasterpc.com. For more information, call 878-5978. Again, that's 772-878-5978. Even in times like these, when you have computer problems,
the faster PC
solves computer problems. Welcome back to A Faster PC Radio. I know you've been waiting, well, a whole few minutes for the next segment of today's show. If you've been waiting to give us a call so that you can get your computer question answered, well, now's a great time to give us a call. Give us a call. The number here at the studio is 772-340-1590. 772-340-1590. Of course, if you're a little bit shy, maybe you don't want to call and be on the radio. This is your opportunity, by the way, if you do want to be on the radio. But if you're a little bit shy, maybe you don't want to be on the radio, you don't want people to hear what you say, then you can actually head over to our Facebook video. It's a live Facebook video going on right now. You can head over there. Just go to www.afasterpc.com. Click on the link to listen to A Faster PC Radio. That'll take you to our Facebook page. Or you can go to Facebook, search for A Faster PC. You'll find our page. We have between 22 and 23,000 likes. You'll be able to actually get over there, scroll down on the page a little bit, you'll see the live video, and you can type your question into the comment section. Now, your question doesn't have to be on what we've been talking about. It can be on any topic as long as it's computer related. So head over there and you can be on the show or just give us a call, 772-340-1590. We did also want to remind you that we have technicians standing by ready to resolve computer problems. Our number in the shop is 772-878-5978, and we are located at 7190 South US 1 in Port St. Lucie. Again, the number is 772-878-5978. Computer problems? A faster PC solves computer problems. We are ready to answer your computer questions. And, you know, this is one of the things we have been talking about here is how to make a backup of your data. How do you back up your data? This is, you know, and why is it important? Well, you know, we talked last week, well, you can have fire. And if your computer and your backup are in the same location, well, guess what? There's a good chance you're going to lose both. Well, what if you have theft and your computer and your backup are in the same location and both of them are stolen? We've had customers that have had that happen to them. We've had customers that have had both of those happen. Not the same customer. You know, those are kind of rare occurrences. But
What if you have sabotage? Maybe it's a business and you have an employee that you dismiss and they're disgruntled and they damage data on the server, and they also, your backup is there and they damage the backup as well. Well, we're even, you know, in a house, sometimes people get upset with each other. You know, and sometimes people do things that they later will regret. Well, you're tricked into opening up a email that has a ransomware attack. Well, you want to protect your data from that. Or more likely scenario, your hard drive dies, or you actually have made a mistake on a file. And what happens in those cases? So we'll be talking about the importance of backing that up, you know, why you want to back up your data. But right now, we're going to the lines. We have Glenn on the line. Welcome to A Faster PC Radio, Glenn. How can we help you today?
Yes, thank you. I'd like to know how to save information in a folder and keep it in one particular folder for each item that I want to save if I have multiple documents.
Okay. And what program are you using to create these documents?
I got the Windows 10.
Well, Windows 10 is the operating system, but are you creating the documents? Are you going into like maybe Microsoft Word or LibreOffice, or are you getting these files off the internet?
Yeah, it's usually something somebody sends me.
Okay.
That I create.
Okay. All right. So let me switch over. I'm going to switch over to a full screen. So we'll be demonstrating this for our live stream videos. And you'll actually be able to watch this over on Facebook and on YouTube. But we'll be actually switching over and showing you this. But let's say we were going out on the web. And I know one place, they may not be a popular place, may not be a place you like to go to, but one place I know you can get documents on and you can download is the IRS, irs.gov. A lot of people will be going to the IRS website, you know, maybe to your bank website, maybe to your mortgage company. You'll be downloading statements. A lot of statements will come via PDF. PDF stands for Portable Document Format. Adobe created the PDF format. And of course, there are a lot of other programs that can view the PDFs as well, and even some that will create PDFs. So what we want to look at here in the search field, you know, we just want to search for, let's say we want to submit a W-4. So we can actually just search for this at the irs.gov. Now we're going to click on the folder or the link here. Now what it's going to do, it's going to bring up by default. Now it's going to depend on your browser, but there are browser settings. I'm in Firefox here. Firefox has three lines. You get to the settings. You have to go to settings. By default, all your downloads are going to go into your downloads folder. But if you want them to go to somewhere else, you need to change that by default. Now, that process is going to be different in different browsers, slightly different because you're going to have to go to the settings in all of the browsers. Now, in Firefox, there are three lines in the upper right-hand corner right below the X. That gets you to... That opens up the menu where you can go down to settings. And if we were in Google Chrome, or let's say if we just open up Microsoft Edge, which by the way is based on the same core as Chrome, it's based on Chromium. Microsoft Edge has three dots in the upper right, just below the X there. So. What we're going to do, though, is we're going to click on the three lines in Firefox. We're going to go down to Settings and left click. Now, again, what you're going to want to do is the location of these is going to be different in different versions or different browsers. But you can actually probably just search, because all of them have, when this is very convenient, they can search, you can search for download. And so you see that I have changed my default settings. So it says downloads. The default is save to, save files to, and I could actually select, I could actually select a particular folder that I want to save the files to. But, or I can, what I have done is I've clicked always ask where to save files. So that means that it will bring up a window and it will, it'll probably remember the last place that I downloaded a file from, but I'll be able to choose another folder if I want to. So that's how you change, and that's in Firefox. Again, the settings would be very similar, although the location might be a little bit different, but just search for, oh, go into the settings location in Chrome or Edge, if you're using Edge or Chrome. If you're using Firefox, go there. And then what you're going to want to do, again, back on the web page that has the file that you want to download, click on the file, and depending on the file, you know, it might be a hyperlink. In this case, this is a PDF, so I can left-click on the hyperlink. If it's a picture on Facebook, I would have to right-click on the picture and then go down to probably save as or save link as or something like that. You have to look for the appropriate language based on the browser that you're in and based on the type of file that you're actually downloading. But I'm going to click on here, again, the form W-4. So this is a form that a lot of people, if you're an employee, you're going to have to probably, you know, periodically, if you make changes, you know, if you have more children, less children, if you get married, if you get divorced, if your wife dies, if your husband dies, whatever the case may be, you know, if you have a change in the number of dependents that you have, you may have to fill out a W-4 form and send that over to your accountant or to actually not to your accountant, but to your employer, to the HR department. Now you see Firefox remembers the last location I downloaded. That's one reason I like Firefox. And the last time I downloaded a flat form, I downloaded it to, I have a tax folder and then I have a tax 2020 folder, but I could browse to any location on my computer and I typically use my files, but if I wanted to go to documents, I could do that. Let's say I wanted to go to documents and I wanted to click on a new folder and I wanted to create, maybe I wanted to create a folder for taxes. So I can just say tax. And then maybe inside of that folder, I can double click on that folder that takes me into the taxes folder. And then inside of that folder, maybe I want to click create a 2022 folder. So I can click on new folder and I can type 2022 and hit enter on my keyboard. That actually creates that folder as 2022. And maybe I can just double click on this and it'll actually bring me into this folder and I can click save and that will actually save the file into that folder. And then it's there, it's organized. You know, again, I just gave you an example. It doesn't have to be the example you use. You don't have to follow the format I use. You want to use something that makes sense to you. And hopefully, you know, will make sense to you a year from now or 2 years from now or 10 years from now when you want to retrieve that file. So whatever file it is, again, you can create a folder where you want that file to be stored. You can change the default location. By default, it's going to go it's going to save to the downloads folder. If it does do that and, you know, you don't want to go through changing the location, but maybe you want to move it, you can hold down the Windows key on your keyboard and press E for Explorer. That will launch a File Explorer. You can also go down to the bottom taskbar and you should see a Manila folder. You can click on that. That'll open up a Windows File Explorer as well. And then you can click on downloads. From downloads, you'll then see the files that have been downloaded into the downloads folder, and you'll be able to actually go in there, and you could actually right-click on it, go down to cut, and left-click. By the way, unless you have Windows 11, Microsoft's changed things in Windows 11. When we right-click, go down to cut and left-click, and then you can go to the location. Maybe you want to put it in documents, and again, you want to put it in the tax folder, so you double-click on taxes, and you double-click on 2022, and you can put it right there in that folder just by right-clicking, going down to paste, and left-clicking. And I'm not going to do that because I don't think I want to actually move that file that, that I clicked on. But hopefully that answers your questions. And, you know, if not, you can definitely give us a follow-up. I know we do have another caller on the line. So if that does answer your questions, we'll just head over to Lynn. Welcome to a Faster PC Radio, Lynn. How can we help you today? Oh, boy.
We lost Lynn. Lynn. He was bringing in Lynn. I was just explaining to him you're about to take a break.
Okay. Okay, so he said, you know what? Skip it. I'm out of here.
Well, he waited a while.
Yeah. So, well, anyway, Lynn, if you're still listening, we truly apologize that you had to wait and we couldn't get you right on the, hey, you know what? He could have called right at the beginning. You know, sometimes call right away. We'll get you on the radio right away. And that way you can, we can get your questions answered.
Another opportunity is coming up, though.
Yeah, that's right. Hey, and you know what? You can even call back now, or, we do have another break coming up, and we'll be coming out of that break, and that'll be a great time, even during the break to get into the queue to be a part of the next segment of a Faster PC Radio. But, file organization, you kind of think about it, it's kind of like on your computer, kind of like a filing cabinet, except you don't actually have files and folders that you're pulling out. If you can organize things in a put things away in an organized manner, and you can remember where you put them, and then you can actually go to them next time you need them, whether that's tomorrow or later today or next month or next year or 10 years from now or maybe longer, that's helpful. So having a method that makes sense to you to organize your files, and you can just look for them on your computer. Now, by the way, I don't actually want this tax folder on my C drive in my documents. I actually store my tax folders on my D drive, which is a secondary drive. Most people don't really have an extra drive, but some of us, and I know there's some people listening that are probably like this. I know I was listening a little bit to the Swap Shop, Cliff, and I heard you talking about hoarders, and some people might call me a hoarder of files.
But a file hoarder.
Well, audio files and video files. Well, I have audio files from our church going back to, I think I know I have 2001. I probably have some older than that. And we have a lot of video files going back several years as well. They take up a lot of room. And, those are important to back up, though.
You're listening to a Faster PC Radio, heard every Saturday in the 10 o'clock hour right here on this station and streamed live to our Facebook page. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back to answer your questions. If you have questions, hey, now's a good time to get in line to ask your question. 772-340-1590 is the number to call to have your computer questions answered. Or you can head over to our Facebook page and you can type your question into the comment section of the live video. And again, you can either go to facebook.com, search for Faster PC. We have almost 23,000 likes, or go to our website at fasterpc.com, and we have a link there that says Listen to a Faster PC. That'll take you directly to our Facebook page. And hey, we're here to answer your questions, so ask them. Computer problems? A faster PC solves computer problems. A faster PC has been here, and as Florida begins to open for business,
the faster PC
will remain open to repair computers 9 to 5 Monday through Friday and 9 to 2 Saturdays. We offer curbside drop-off and pickup and on-site service where a faster PC can come to you. And we can fix many computer problems remotely without requiring any in-person contact. A faster PC is also working to help our customers set up remote access so that employees can continue to work and be productive from home. Computer problems?
The faster PC
solves computer problems. A faster PC is conveniently located at 7190 South US 1 next to the new Dollar General in Port St. Lucie and on the web at
www.afasterpc.com.
That's www.afasterpc.com. For more information, call 878-5978. Again, that's 772-878-5978. Even in times like these, when you have computer problems,
the faster PC
solves computer problems. In the midst of these uncertain times, a faster PC shop remains open to repair computers 9 to 5 Monday through Friday and 9 to 2 Saturday. If you can't bring your computer in, a faster PC can come to you. And we can fix many computer problems remotely without requiring any in-person contact. A faster PC is also working to help our customers set up remote access so that employees can continue to work and be productive from home. Computer problems?
The faster PC
solves computer problems. A faster PC is conveniently located at 7190 South US 1 next to the new Dollar General in Port St. Lucie and on the web at
www.thefasterpc.com.
That's www.afasterpc.com. For more information, call 878-5978. Again, that's 772-878-5978. Even in times like these, when you have computer problems,
the faster PC
solves computer problems. Welcome back to A Faster PC Radio. This is the last segment of today's show. We'd love to answer your computer questions, but if you don't call, we can't answer. Give us a call. The number to have your computer question answered is 772-340-1590, 772-340-1590, or you can hop on over to our Facebook page, A Faster PC, and actually from there, you can type your question into the comment section. So again, just a few more minutes to answer your questions. We did want to remind you also that not only can you ask your questions at the Facebook page or by calling 772-340-1590, but you can also watch the video as well. So some of the questions that I'm answering, as I answer those questions, I'll be able actually to show you the steps that you go through to resolve computer problems. And if you're not where you can watch it right now, that's fine. You can watch it at your convenience shortly after the show's over. It'll be up there on our Facebook page. You can get there one of two ways. Either go to our website, afasterpc.com. We have a link that says listen to A Faster PC Radio. If you click on that, it'll take you to our Facebook page, or go to Facebook and search for A Faster PC. We also wanted to remind you that in the shop we have technicians standing by today to work on computers and resolve computer problems. We're at 7190 South US 1, and our number in the office is 772-878-5978. And of course, we're here to answer your questions. Well, your computer questions, and you know, we could answer other questions, but we're here specifically to answer computer questions. Computer problems? A faster PC solves computer problems.
That's right. We are back, ready to answer your computer questions, ready to help you resolve computer problems in the shop as well. And, you know, of course, we have been talking about how to make sure, you know, what data is, why it's important to back up your data. And you know, we just talked about how to organize your data, answering a call there on today, but we can just want to go over some of the ways that you can back up your data. So when we're talking again about data, what we're talking about is we're talking about pictures, we're talking about Word documents, we're talking about Excel documents, we're talking about PDF documents. So it may be a report you did for school. It may be something that you're working on for your work. It may be, we've even had some customers that, you know, have doctoral degrees and they have doctoral theses. One that actually lost his doctoral thesis because he had it on an external hard drive, only on an external hard drive, and he backed up, didn't have a backup, and that drive died. And that's why, you know, we have customers that say, well, you know, and their computer is running slow, and they say, well, you know, I think I just need to clean up this system. I need to get all these files off. Maybe you're just copying them over to an external hard drive. Well, you know, our first thing is we tell them, well, is it only going to be on the external hard drive? Because an external hard drive is a hard drive, and they die. The enclosures die sometimes. Now, if the enclosure dies, that's not a bad thing, because at a faster PC, we can open up the enclosure, and there's an actual drive in there. We can actually pull that out, connect it to our computer, or even, you know, get you a cable where you can connect it to your computer, or another enclosure where you can actually connect it to your computer, and you still have access to your data. That's fine. But when the drive inside dies, well, then you have a problem. Okay, so is Lynn back on the line?
Of course.
Oh, I didn't know that. Sorry about that. All right. Hey, I missed that, Cliff. Sorry about that. We're back with Lynn. Welcome to a Faster PC Radio, Lynn. How can we help you today?
Yeah, this is Lynn.
Yes.
I have a Toshiba computer.
Okay.
Laptop. The internal DVD drive stopped working. It gives this message: Windows cannot start this hardware device because its configuration information in the registry is incomplete or damaged. Code 19.
Okay.
Now, that's the end of the message. I took the internal drive out and replaced it with a new one.
Okay.
And the same message comes up.
Okay, so it's not a hardware
also,
issue.
I put on an external drive, and that same message comes up again.
Okay.
So what is the problem?
Yeah. So there is apparently some corruption in the Windows registry. So what the registry is, it's a hierarchical database of every piece of hardware, which the DVD drive would be one of the hardware components, your video card, your sound card, all these would be hardware components. Your hard drive would be a hardware component, and every piece of software. So it has information about that, and it really controls a lot about that. But there is some corruption in that, and this is in a situation where it's a known issue. If you do a search on Google for the error that you're having, you will find a lot of different articles. You're not the only one having this problem. So dealing with the registry is something that can be a little bit tricky. And if you make a mistake when you're working in the registry, it's possible that your computer will not function properly after that. So be cautious. If you do go into the registry and make changes, if you're not quite sure, not comfortable about that, you can bring your computer to a Faster PC. We can help you with that. And typically what we do is we back up the registry before we do any work in the registry. And then, you know, if what we do doesn't work properly, then we can go back to the previous registry entries. So hopefully that will help you out. Again, some of our customers are capable of going into the registry and making changes. But, you know, if you do go in there, just be cautious, because you can render your computer inoperable And then you may be looking at a backup and clean install if to resolve that issue. So again, some of our customers are able to fix things, and some of them just make things worse so that it actually is harder to fix it in the end. But we can help you with that if you do need help. If you want help with that, we can help you with that. And hopefully that will answer that question for you. So we do also, on the live video over on Facebook, we actually have a few people that have typed in questions over there. We have Alice says this. She says, when I open my computer, when I go to one of my tabs, and this must be in a web browser. So in a web browser, I'm going to try to explain some of these terms, because here are terms that people just throw out, and a lot of people understand what they mean, but I'll try to explain these. So in a tab or in a web browser, you have tabs, and you can actually open up multiple web pages in a tab. And I'll switch over to a full screen on my computer to demonstrate this on Facebook. And so I'm switching over here to that full screen. Now, we have tabs at the top, and we can actually go to these tabs and launch various websites. So you can actually click on tab. Now, some people, your computer's not fast enough really to use tabs, but if your computer is fast enough, it can be convenient, because you can have, let's say, your email open in one tab. You can have Google Drive open in another tab. You can have a website, maybe a YouTube channel open. Maybe you're just listening to something. You don't need to actually watch it. You can listen to it while you're working. You can do various things at once, or at least, switch back and forth. So anyway, when she goes to one of her tabs like email, Pinterest, her computer opens up multiple tabs of the same, up to seven of the same, and then I have to close them individually. It may happen on all my other tabs. So one thing I would just check for there is just look and see, do you have an issue with your mouse? Do you have an issue with the keyboard? Because typically, is this a laptop or a desktop computer where you're using a separate mouse, separate keyboard, or is it a laptop where you have a built-in keyboard and a touchpad? One thing that can happen is you can get a sticky button on the mouse. The way you open up a new tab, and in Firefox at least, there's a plus. A lot of the browsers have a plus. Some of them have a little symbol there for a new tab, but however you open that, if I click once, it's going to open up one tab. If I click twice, it's going to open up two. If I click three times, it's going to open up three. If my mouse button is sticking and when every time I click it clicks four or five times, it's going to open up four or five times. So that's one thing I would check for. If you're using a touchpad, try a mouse. See if a mouse works. If you're using a mouse, see if you can, if you have another mouse, plug it in, see if that works. If not, get an extra mouse, borrow one or something just to try out to see if that resolves it. Most likely, you're dealing with some sort of issue like that. If you're still having problems, we can definitely look at the computer and see that. Gene asks this, is there a way to use a USB-C device on an older computer with just USB-A ports, like backing up my old computer on a new external drive? So yes, Gene, there is. What you have to get is an adapter. So the USB ports, the type that actually the larger type that most older computers would have, and some newer computers have these. In fact, a lot of newer computers will have at least one of the older types. They're USB-A, and so that type, you what you need is a USB-A male to USB-C female, so that you can then plug the USB-C plug into it. And we can get those adapters for you. You know, you can get them online as well. We have them because, you know, and we have them the other way also, so that, you know, if we have a device that has only a USB-C and we need to plug a USB-A into it, well, we need an adapter to be able to do that. There are even tablets that we've had that have other types of USB connections that don't have any other connections, and we have connections or adapters from those to USB-A, so that, again, we could plug a standard USB thumb drive into it or another drive into it. So these are types of things that, you know, the adapters are out there, and you can get them. And we have way more adapters than probably most people because, well, you know what? We need a lot of adapters because we never know what we're going to run into. We run into situations sometimes where we're, you know, basically we're out in the field and we have to connect one way because that's the connections that the computer has. And you know, when you have an older computer, you want to back up your data. Maybe you have a new drive that uses the new connector. Well, the new connector is more efficient. It takes up less space. But if you're trying to plug it into the old connector, you just need an adapter to adapt between the two. And hopefully that answers your question. And by the way, Gene's thinking about backing up because, you know, maybe we were talking about backing up. So he's thinking about backing up. It's an important thing. You know, one of the things that we always hate to hear from a customer is I was just about to make a backup. Well, just about doesn't get your data backed up. And most of the time we're able to retrieve data off of drives, but sometimes we can't. And when we can't, if you don't have a backup, you've lost your data unless you pay a lot of money for an outside data recovery facility. So definitely one of the things we want to look at here is making sure that you can back up your data. And, you know, you want to have a backup and not need it. It's kind of like preparing for a hurricane. You know, you need to have the food. You need to have the water. You need to, you know, sometimes put up boards. This show, or just want to listen to it again or watch it again, because you can do that at our Facebook page and YouTube channel. You can not only hear the show, but also see the show. And when we've described and shown you how to resolve computer problems, you can actually see that and watch it over and over again at our Facebook page or our YouTube channel. You can get there by going to our website of FasterPC.com and clicking on the links. We're open today until 2 p.m. Monday through Friday, we're open from 9 to 5. And next Saturday, we'll be open from 9 to 2. We want to invite you to listen to our church radio show tomorrow morning at 8:30 here on WCNO. The title to tomorrow's sermon is A New Year, New Opportunities for a Better, More Improved You, Part 2. You can listen to other sermons on our church website, covenanttabernacle.com, or our church Facebook page, Covenant Tabernacle World Outreach Center. You can find a Faster PC's Facebook page and YouTube channel by searching for a Faster PC on Facebook and YouTube, or by going to our website and clicking on the links. While there, you can actually watch the show, not only hear the show, but also watch the show and see the steps that we go through to actually resolve computer problems. A Faster PC is conveniently located at 7190 South US 1 on the east side of US 1, just north of Rio Mar. We're also on the web at www.afasterpc.com. Again, that's afasterpc.com. And you can reach us at 772-878-5978. Again, 772-878-5978. Computer problems?
The Faster PC
solves computer problems. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Isn't it time that we protect every human being in America, including the preborn, handicapped, and elderly?
Go to personhoodflorida.com today to sign the Personhood Amendment to establish liberty and justice for all.